Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. We're talking cattle on feed in just a moment. When you sell your cattle with Superior Livestock, they're all about getting top dollar on each and every one of your animals. Danny Jones, president of Superior Livestock, says one way that they do that is to encourage cattle producers to become BQA certified. Identifying your cattle ranch as a BQA certified operation allows cattle buyers to know you do the right thing.
If your ranch is BQA certified, then we want that up when your cattle sell, because it sends a message. Not only have you taken the time to go get that BQA certification, and hopefully it's creating more value in your cattle, but it also tells a buyer not only your vaccinations being handled right, and that sort of thing, but also says that you care about what you do. Buyers want to know that you're proud of what you produce, and we want to help you recognize that.
Learn more by going to superiorlivestock.com or call 1-800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. Talking now with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Cattle on feed numbers out for the final time of the year, Daryl. And maybe first of all, give us a rundown of the numbers.
You bet. The December cattle on feed report put placements in November at 91% of last year, marketings in November at 98% of last year. And that leaves us with an on feed total that's exactly equal with last year, 100% of 1 year ago.
I know that there was some talk pre-report that it's been a while since we've gotten back to even with a year ago numbers month to month.
It has been. Of course, we've been all over the board in 2020. I mean, we've been up and down with the disruptions we've had. And I think we're even with a year ago. And we know going forward that overall cattle numbers are going to get a little tighter. So we're probably right back where we need to be. I think we're seeing most of those ripples work their way out of the system now, and we're going to move forward, generally with slightly tighter numbers. Now, that's not to say on a month-to-month basis that we won't still bounce around a little bit.
Now, as far as your initial reaction on this report, you're feeling pretty good about these December numbers?
Oh, I tell you what, if you wrote down the pre-report estimates, they are exactly what came out in the report. So from that standpoint, there's certainly no surprise in this. I think this will be read as a, somewhat bullish number, not a vastly bullish number. The marketings number was, in strict averages, just slightly higher than the pre-report estimates, but well within the range. So well anticipated, no surprises, and probably taken overall just because the placements were only 91% of a year ago. Will be taken as a pretty friendly number.
I guess the second month in a row we've had these placements under a year ago.
That's right. We had about 4 months where we had above placements, and then we've had 2 months now with well below. And again, these are the ripple effects that come from the big rocks we threw in the pond back in April and May when the COVID stuff was really impacted. Really, it started in even in February to some extent, but March and April in particular. And these are really the ripple effects just smoothing their way out of the system now.
You've obviously watched this whole progression of where we got so far behind as far as overall numbers trying to work their way through the system. We've caught up. Does this tell you we're reasonably current now?
I think we are. I felt like we had most of the, the backlog. Again, that first half of the year backlog, I think we had that mostly worked out going into October. There may have been some residual there, but most of it was gone. Some people are still looking at the carcass weights that we're seeing. They have sort of peaked, but they're really hanging in there stubbornly. They're not coming down very much. And some people, in a sort of a textbook sense would take that to mean that maybe we're not real current. But I think it just means that we've had very good performance, good production conditions for the most part. And these cattle just, keep doing well and getting bigger. I think overall the feedlots are pretty current for the most part.
Do you feel that, as we put 2020 finally in the rearview mirror, go into 2021, some folks are saying, I know that we've talked about this before, that we are going to see probably some strength in this cattle market over the first half of the year?
Well, again, I think the supply side of it gets to be a little more supportive going forward. And we're sort of seeing, I don't want to call it normal, but a little bit more business as usual from the standpoint of seasonal price patterns. I think there's still a lot of uncertainty really that comes from the demand side. You know, we probably got, 3 to 5 months here before we, you know, get the pandemic more under control and we can fully see past it. But I think there's reasons to be optimistic, certainly in the second half of the year and perhaps a little bit sooner than that.
Cattle market watcher Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.